We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. So listen, I've already getting text messages. Text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. Text it or call it. Same thing for both. Deportation. This is big doings, y'all. I'll get your text here in just a minute. I got to say thank you again to the Republican Women of Madison. That was just cool yesterday. I'll be honest. I was up there speaking to their group yesterday. Because of timing, I just wound up getting a boardroom there at the hotel, setting up my remote site and doing the show from there. The group was wonderful. And I'll tell you what's so amazing to me. I'm not used to this. I was to walk into a room and like one lady, I literally walked in the room. I was greeting someone to her left and she whipped around and goes, "I know that voice." And that was awesome. But I'll tell you what, it blesses me and it's humbling, to be out there and have folks go, "Hey, just want you to know my wife and I are here. We're both Right Side Ruffians." Awesome. Love that. Hope to get out and see y'all more often here as the next few months come by. Several text messages. Let me grab her three or four of those. Raven from Russellville. He says, deportation. If the country of origin refuses to accept deportees, put them on a C-130, fly to the territorial waters of said country and see how well they swim. Yeah. Raven's always got that rough cut of a solution, man. I was thinking about Raven. You may have seen it. The movie, what was it called? Predators. It was one of the series of Predator movies, but it was Predators. And it had, you know, like six or seven, like warriors of different styles who were all dropped into this planet and then hunted. And they were all like, one of them was a mercenary. The other one was a Russian fighter from Chechnya. The other was basically a Yakuza from Japan. Anyway, they're all just wake up falling. They wake up and they're like 30,000 feet and they're just falling. And then a chute opens and they hit the ground. And I'm thinking, there's a way to do deportations. Just fly over Venezuela and strap a chute on. I'm going to get all kinds of flack for that, by the way. There's going to be people calling and saying,
"Why?"
So. You're for it, huh?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
I just think that, yeah, I'm pretty sure that people would say, "Phil, that's inhumane." Well, it probably is. But they shouldn't have been here. Sandy from Harvest says, "Sir, as usual, you nailed it. If we took them in with courtesy, kindness, and generosity, we could send them home the same way. We can't be faulted for correcting a colossal wrong, especially when we do it as Christians should." There you go. Thank you, Sandy. Appreciate you. John from Huntsville says, "Phil, awesome monologue. And by the way, I'm watching March Madness basketball games on my very large flat screen TV while I'm listening to Right Side Radio." He said, "Also, I knew it was going to once again get off to a bad start when I heard Charles Barkley pick Mississippi State to beat Michigan State. And sure enough, they got creamed. However, it does look like the current games are finally turning in my favor. Hang on to that bracket, brother. You got time." And then Gary from Decatur says, "I think the larger issue is giving constitutional rights to people who are not U.S. citizens. The idea of giving everyone that sets foot on the U.S. soil the full protection of our Constitution at the expense of U.S. citizens is ludicrous. And with 10 million plus people burdening that process is unsustainable." So, Gary, I will both differ and agree with you at the same time. I have to differ in that we can't just do away with our Constitution selectively, because at that point we become an at-risk nation, in my opinion. It either applies or it doesn't. And granted, yes, they are here illegally, but they're still afforded due process and that kind of thing while they're here. But secondly, I absolutely agree with you. We can't do so at the expense of our own citizens, meaning if they broke the law to get here, then they're just lawbreakers. So what is it we're actually worried about? Let's go ahead and deal with the issue. And that's the thing. It's as if Democrats especially just don't want to ignore the fact that the very way they came here is somehow okay. No, their entree into the United States was to break the law. There's no two ways around it. They did not come here by, you know, applying for a visa and working their way through the processes. And anybody who says coming across the Rio Grande illegally and then claiming asylum is the way to go, no, that's why we have ports of entry. In fact, if you go look at Texas's new law, which By the way, got enjoined again. But if you go look at Texas's new law, it allows them to arrest those who do not come through a valid port of entry. We have gates. We have actual gates. They're called ports of entry. That's a place where if you're going to come into our country, that's where you're supposed to go. But liberals, they want you to believe that the border is a port of entry, and it's not. There is a funnel. There is a process. There is a gate, if you will. And that gate is called the port of entry. And the illegals who choose to go around it, they do not deserve the protections of the asylum system at that point. That's where I think that we have to start looking. Anyway, I'm just, by the way, Raven from Russellville says, Colonel Predators was awesome. Yes, it was. That was one of the better ones, in my opinion. I just thought it was.
I never saw that one.
You never saw that one? Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, it was good. It was worth it. Yeah.
And sounds similar to that. What was that movie? Suicide Squad, where they kind of did that?
No, that was a little different. They weren't airdropped in and then hunted by the aliens. They were going after the aliens in that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, it was good. This is a good Saturday afternoon for you right there. Predators with the S on the end.
Yeah.
I got to go back now and look at all who starred in it. Real quick for the break, Leanne from Huntsville says, due process after sneaking in? No. Well, you still get due process, Leanne, but what I'm saying is don't excuse the manner in which they got here. Due process does not start after the whole thing about getting here illegally. The getting here illegally is part of what they're getting due process to deal with. And we're going to have to, because that is who we are as a nation. But we're also a nation, a sovereign nation. And so, yes, we deserve the right to know that those who are here will be dealt with accordingly. And that's an important piece of maintaining our sovereignty. And so if you think for a second that we're going to sit idly by and do nothing, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying don't put a blight on our history record by doing it the wrong way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More on this topic. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like whew, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, we're going to jump on in this topic here, and I got some audio clips we're going to play momentarily, but let me get a couple more quotes so I can... By the way, I missed having my text messages yesterday. I just did. It was Big Rig, it was hard, man. I didn't have my audience participation like I normally do.
Yeah, they were coming in, but you were pretty busy with the guests. It was kind of hard to get in a word.
Well, and that's the thing. I think we're going to have to add to my... I have what I call my studio in a box, so when I'm traveling... I've got one laptop. That one laptop gets quickly overloaded when I've got soundboard, microphones, everything, yada, yada, all on one USB port. So I got to get another laptop. That's all there is to it. So I can do my text messages next time. But I'm doing them today. Mark from Red Bay says, send the illegals back home with a Democrat under each arm. Nice. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, when the deportations are ready to begin, convert all the new IRS agents to ICE agents. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. I think you're like the third person to have that idea, too. Great minds think alike. Francisco from Huntsville says, not sure what news outlet I saw, but it was saying the illegal immigrants have a right to our Second Amendment. I didn't read it because it literally made me fume reading the headline. Yeah, I saw that, too. And so here I'm back to that conundrum. All right. If they're here illegally, What is the constitutional privilege or right that they have? And I would imagine if they have a right to due process, which I believe is the Fourth Amendment, I'm going from memory, then they would probably have a right to the Second Amendment. The bottom line is we shouldn't have to be in this conundrum. Let's put it that way. We shouldn't have to be wrestling with this very issue. I granted, there's always been illegals. You know, there's always been people that swam the Rio Grande or drug runners who came over, and that's always happened. Not like this. We are in a whole new season, y'all. But listen, here's the thing. Even Democrats are getting tired of it. Big Rig, I'm going to use clip one, the lady speaking at that public forum. I'm going to play a couple things for you here. First of all, know this. Democrats themselves are getting tired of this. I've got a story that I pulled off the Daily Caller, and it had an audio track with it. And it was a lady who is a Chicago resident, and she admits she voted for Joe Biden. and she is railing against the migrant crisis, and she's at a town hall with some local radio show guys, and she's just giving them the business about what's happening and how much they're having to pay, and well, listen to what they had to say in response. Go ahead.
1980, which of course should have been changed a long time ago. So they bring them in. You wonder where the money coming from? They taking it, the COVID fund that was here. Yep. That money. Yep. You talking about all the housing programs? So when people pay rents, all the rental programs, that money, all the programs that we have in the city of Chicago, they are bankrupting us. They are taking from all of these programs that we have, and they're taking the money and they're funding the migrants. Yeah. Our taxpayers, we've already paid $32 million out of our taxes to house and take care of the migrants thus far. Now, we already know the only ones who qualify to become citizens in asylum here from the starts of the, if they were here after August, they don't even qualify. But here we're going to be taking care of them for 5 to 7 years while there's paperwork floating on people's desk. And why? Send them home. Send them back. But Venezuela already said, oh, we're not taking them back.
Mm-hmm. So now, I got a question for you. Who did you vote for?
First of all, I have no problem with saying that I did vote for Biden because I was not voting. Okay. I did.
Okay,
but here it is.
Wait. That was a question. Okay. Now you answered it, right?
Okay.
This migrant influx that we're dealing with right now, this is your fault.
Okay, well, let me say, hold on.
All right, so listen. She didn't want to go down that road, but she knew exactly what was happening. Now, granted, was she wrong? No, she was absolutely right. They're bankrupt in their city. They've got all of this federal dollars still left over from COVID. They've got all these aid programs. They got all these things that she's expecting to be able to take part in, good, bad, or indifferent. And they can't because it's all being spent on the migrants, she says. I mean, she's in her words, she goes, we already paid $32 million of our taxes to house and take care of migrants thus far. And then, the epic moment, though, was when one of the hosts says, all right, hold on. This migrant influx. I said, who'd you vote for? And then the audience fell out laughing because they knew what that meant. Nobody in the audience booed. Nobody said, it was really Trump's fault. Nobody tried to go, well, those rascally Republicans, because you know why? Even the most ardent Democrat partisan Biden voters get it. They know. They know this is happening on Biden's watch because of Biden's policies, and they're sick of it. And so, yeah, she gets called on the carpet. You know, hold on. This migrant influx we're dealing with right now, it's your fault. And she didn't want to hear that. Well, okay, so it's funny, not funny. But you heard her say it. This is a Biden voter at a public town hall meeting telling a radio show host, we need to send them home. Send them back. I'm telling you, folks, the people of this country are developing very quickly what I would call a deportation expectation. They are anticipating this is going to happen. And listen, it's not just because they come here. It's because once they get here, they don't even do it right. Look at this. Here's a story from Daily Wire also. This story came out yesterday. 200,000 deportation cases. 200,000. 200,000 deportation cases. This, by the way, these are not asylum cases being processed. This is not people who came here that were given some form of ridiculous amnesty. This is not people who are, we're just trying to pair them up, you know, because a child came here unattended and now we have to give them to, Uncle Ruiz in Michigan. No, these are deportation cases. These are people who even the Biden administration says, we got to get them out of here. 200,000 deportation cases were just dismissed because the Biden administration failed to file the right paperwork. I kid you not. The Biden administration, according to Daily Wire, failed to file court papers in hundreds of thousands of deportation cases, which were as a result then tossed by the judges. The DHS enforces immigration laws by issuing what's called a notice to appear, but in approximately 200,000 cases in which NTAs, notice to appears, were issued to aliens at the border, DHS never then actually filed the paperwork with the court. In Houston, Texas, and Miami, Florida, half of their deportation cases have been dismissed for that very reason since fiscal year 2021. It goes on to say, if a case like that is dismissed because the government's not filed the paperwork, then the court date rolls around and the government cannot simply file a new case, or they can simply file a new case. In other words, it starts all over again. Really? And it says 3/4 of the 200,000 cases, the immigrant was effectively left in legal limbo without any way to then pursue asylums or other means of relief. Well, why are we worried about their relief? But the reality is they're just sitting here. Even the lame duck situation we've got with the so-called notice to appear, these are asylum seekers who we've already determined now we're looking at deportation for them, and they didn't even file the paperwork right, and so the whole thing just came to a grinding halt. It's also previously reported that 50,000 asylum cases mysteriously disappeared, allowing the Biden administration to then falsely report that its asylum backlog had been reduced. That's called cooking the books, man. That's what that is. That's called cooking the books. So you're looking at deportation hearings. I mean, Biden is as feckless as they come. His administration, like, is as feckless as it comes. But even when they see a need for deportation, you have to look at it and go, okay, at least they're tracking to get rid of some of them. And then they, quote unquote, don't file the paperwork. Or they, quote unquote, suddenly have 50,000 of them just like quietly drop off the records. Sounds an awful lot like a Pennsylvania voting booth, if you ask me. This is the way they do numbers in Democrat land. You know what? I don't like that one. Add a few in the middle of the night. And how about that one over there? Yeah, take a few of those off. And let's pretend that we actually lowered our backlog. The deportation expectation that we have as citizens, though, it continues to go up. And we have good reason to. I got clip number two, dude. I think I got time for the break, don't I? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. I got clip number two. This is actually President Trump himself on the campaign trail talking about what he's going to do if he's elected in regards to deportation. Hit it, man.
How will you gather the several millions that have already entered our country illegally and return them to their country of origin?
Great question. It's not sustainable for our country. We have millions and millions of people here. It is not sustainable. Did you see in New York City with it getting the regular students out and they're putting migrants in their place? We are going to have the largest deportation effort in the history of our country. We're bringing everybody back to where they came from. We have no choice.
All right. So this is what he's planning on doing. He says, now, first of all, I said it in my monologue and I believe it to be true. Liberals will do everything they can to stop it. The same tactics that we've been using to try and stop some of Biden's stuff, they're going to do themselves. They're going to file suits. They're going to claim constitutional violations. They're going to have, you know, AOC is going to put on her white outfit and go down there and cry at the border again. She's been gone for 4 years, but, you know, she'll do it again. They're going to have their own, you know, PR masterpiece going on. And then they're also going to, by the way, if we don't get a majority back in the House and the Senate, they're going to try and impeach President Trump for daring to try and deport illegals. That's why it's so important that we have an actual plan to do this. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I got more on this. Like, did you know that there are certain countries right now that are scoffing at us, daring us to send people back and saying they just won't take them? Really? There's ways around that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, making common sense like a superpower. Well, it's only common sense, by the way, that if you're here illegally, you should go home. And we should help you with that. And it's no small thing. It's a huge deal. It's beyond just the idea you came here illegally. Now we are seeing whole communities that are being ransacked by having to take care of illegals. We've got massive amounts of government funds being expended at the state, the local, and the national level. Like we're talking into the billions and billions of dollars is the cost to the American taxpayer. In fact, I've got a website somewhere. I need to go check it out. Fair.us has a recounting of the costs, and it's of epic scale. Like, oh, the things that we could do right now if that money wasn't being spent to house people who weren't supposed to be here. And by the way, do not think for a second that I'm against the idea of immigration. I've got naturalized citizens within my family. Love them to death. I have no problem with people coming here the right way. None. I have no problem with people who come here looking for a better life. I understand that. This is still the city on a hill. But listen, you cannot possibly tell me that it is sustainable for us to have 2 million people a year or plus streaming into the country only to wind up then having to support them because they came here with nothing to support themselves. So Trump, when he gave a speech, this was last year, actually, and I played you that little clip a minute ago, just of him himself talking about the fact that he intends to take action on this. Well, he says in a speech that he gave in March of last year, so actually literally right out a year ago, he says, the first reconciliation bill that I sign will be for a massive increase in Border Patrol and a colossal increase in the number of ICE deportation officers. Other countries are emptying out their prisons, their insane asylums, and the mental institutions, sending all their problems right into their dumping ground. I will ask every state and federal agency to identify every known or suspected gang member in America and every one of them that's here illegally, and we will pick them up and we will throw them out. He said, I'll send in the National Guard until law and order is restored. You know we're not supposed to do that. Well, see, here's the thing. He can't do all that by himself. He can't. And I don't mean that like he can't get it done. I mean, I think where there's a will, there's a way. He can do everything he can, but he can't do that stuff by himself. He's going to have a Congress that will back him. Otherwise, they'll fight him on it. He will have to have additional funding, which he has no power over the purse. All he can do is divert funds. And you saw how that went when he tried to divert DOD funds to help build the wall and the liberals threw a fit. He can't just do some of these things willy-nilly. He can ask for them. And if he has a House and a Senate to work with, he can certainly try. But then he can't also call up the National Guard. The way our Constitution is written and the way the federal code is written, Title 10 of the U.S. Code is where you have active duty troops. Title 32 is where you have National Guard. Posse Comitatus, which is a law that prevents the use of U.S. troops under Title 10 on U.S. soil, you can get around that with Title 32, but you have to have the cooperation of the governor. So good luck getting Gavin Newsom to cooperate, right? Good luck getting Governor Pritzker from Illinois to cooperate. Good luck getting Katie Hobbs from Arizona on the border herself to cooperate. I think you'll wind up seeing great cooperation, though, with like Texas, Alabama, Arkansas. I think you'll see great northern border states up there with North Dakota and Michigan and all the rest of them. You might find some help. But even Michigan with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, they're not going to help. All that to say, Trump's got a great plan, and he has the will, and we need that. First of all, we need that leadership to make it happen. But then secondarily, you have to have a Congress that will work, and then some of the stuff he's going to have governors that will work. So, folks, this is going to wind up being a systemically addressed issue, and then we have to have a plan. He cannot do a Biden-Afghanistan withdrawal type plan, and he won't. I trust him more than that. But he can't do this kind of jackleg planning or non-planning like Biden did. It gets people killed. It destroys public confidence. And so we're going to wind up having to see a true plan. And I hope, this is such a huge deal right now that I hope that the Biden administration is sitting down with, stubby pencil and paper and putting this plan together. Like, okay, will it be a military airlift or will you pay for civilian contractors? Will we ship them out by rail? And if so, what kind of cars? Are we going to have refugee-style camps? But if so, do we close the gates because that looks like incarceration, or do we just set up housing for them on their way out the door? Are we going to wind up having a line item in the budget to feed them in the process? Are we going to have the ability of deputizing local and state officials to act under color of federal law? And are we going to have true detention facilities to house actual illegal criminals? I can tell you right now, we have a massive jail complex. One of the largest prison complexes, technically, in the state of Alabama is actually a county jail here in Etowah County. And they had the ICE contract for years. They would have literally hundreds of ICE prisoners at any given time. And people didn't realize it, but it was happening right here in Etowah County. It was an ICE contract. And it went on for years until Biden got elected, and then it began to fall by the wayside. And now we have an unused facility, largely, like 7 stories tall. And so I'm just telling you, there's things like this that have to get covered down on. I've got a couple of text messages as we head to the break. Let's see here. Alex from Elkmont, I don't know. Wait, hang on. Now my text decided to reboot. He said, the new Alabama Welcome Center is underwhelming. It had a freaking rocket. Okay, thank you, Alex. Change the subject, but I see it. Thank you very much. John from Harvest says, as H.L. Mencken said, democracy is the theory that common people know what they want, deserve to get it good and hard. The blue cities are in the gooder and the harder phase right now. Yeah, that would be true. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, okay, so it's not an original idea. I'm sorry. He sent me long text. Okay, Bert, more than I can read right now. I will come back to it, and I apologize. Your text came through in multiple phases. And then Boyd from Joppa says, letter of the law recognizes non-citizens, but what do you think the spirit of the law was when they were written by the founders? Yeah, good point. I get it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll wrap this up right after we get back. Phil Williams with Right Side Radio. Be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, text it or call it. The number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it. I'm finishing up this Dipper deportation expectation. I'm going to be honest with you. I really believe that the vast majority of Americans, including Democrats, believe that there are grounds for deportation. Like, not a little bit, like millions of them. And I think we have to brace ourselves for the backlash, because liberals love backlash, but we're going to brace ourselves for people saying, you can't do this. You're hurting families. Well, listen, find the way then to keep mommy and the kids together and send them home together. But we cannot sustain what we're doing right now. And if they want to come back one day, we'll consider that. But let's say this. Here's another thing. As you're putting together the deportation plans for millions who are here illegally, I mean, what I don't want to do is become, you know, like a bunch of, you know, jackbooted guys walk around going, show me your papers. We're not going to do that. But there's going to be some measure of I don't want to call it a roundup, but sort of rounding them up. I guess I am saying that. But we're not going to go out there with cattle cars and start prodding people into trucks. All right. It's not going to happen. I guarantee you, the first thing that's going to happen is an executive order that says, we will deport. And you're going to have streams back home. And we're going to offer the opportunity for people to leave. If you are here illegally and you will leave voluntarily, please report here. We will get you a plane ticket and make you a way home. And there will be a bunch of them that will do that. The executive order will probably also say, if you are here illegally and you do not turn yourself in and allow for self-deportation, and we find you, we will call that a criminal record and you will be barred from ever being allowed back in the United States again. There's that. And then on top of that, there's going to be criminals. Criminals who knowingly came here with a criminal record. And there's a bunch of them. A bunch. And if we have access to the records that proves that, you know, we pick up, you know, this person from that country, this person from that country, and they have a criminal record back home. They're known through Interpol or wherever else. If we can find that, then I say that, you know, if they're here illegally, then those crimes on foreign soil, that we allow some measure of comity. That's C-O-M-I-T-Y, comity, which means we recognize the crimes in the other country may actually be adjudicated here, or at the very least, we're going to wind up deporting them home under armed guard, and they will be taken straight to prison at home. And they'll be barred from further reentry to the United States. And then, on top of that, you've got to also say, okay, we're not going to be able to fly you out all in one day. So we're going to have, true refugee-style camps set up. And I don't think they can be the kind where you have armed guards and fences and dogs patrolling the perimeter and searchlights at night. You can't do that. We're going to have to set up. We're going to set up little mini cities, little camps full of trailers where people are going to live. And I'm sorry, but we're going to wind up having to do it. And people will have temporary housing, and they'll be there, and they'll have food and medicine and everything else you see in a refugee camp in other parts of the world. And then we'll wind up working with them to get them home. And folks, it's not going to get rid of all of them. We're going to be 5 years down the road after Trump is through with his second administration, finding people that we didn't find in the previous five. It's going to take a year and a half to get a program like this in place. And then we got to look at, do we task the military? And I would say no. I would prefer not. I mean, military cargo airlift is certainly more capable than anything else, but I would suggest we're going to wind up having to contract this. And that's going to be a mess, but we're going to wind up having to do it. Trump says, here's a story on the Hill that came out just about 2 weeks ago. Trump says local police will be the key to mass deportations if he's reelected. He said that we're going to have to deport a lot of people, and they have to start immediately, and we have no choice, and the way you do it is through your local police. And he bemoaned the treatment of law enforcement. He vowed to give police officers immunity so they could pursue illegal immigrants. Because that's going to be true. Every time somebody does a traffic stop, and they check IDs and there's no IDs and they realize, or they're doing something at a local benefits office and they realize they're working with a fake ID and it turns out they're here illegally, or there's an accident, someone caused the accident in the course of doing so, you find out. So local cops are going to be the ones who find people more than anybody. And there's going to have to, and I agree with him, there's going to have to be some measure of empowerment of local police to make this happen. But then, here's the last piece. There's a lot of these governments from which these citizens left that do not want them back. And we're going to have to look at some of that. Like right now, how do you send somebody back to Haiti? Haiti's a mess. Haiti's not even good for the people that want to be in Haiti. So how do we do this? But then you look at also countries like Mexico, Venezuela, pick one, Cuba. You've got people coming from Africa, Chinese immigrants. Well, right now we're already hearing that China won't take them back. We're already hearing that Venezuela says they won't take them back. We're hearing that... that Mexico says they won't take them back. Well, here's the thing. I've got two articles here, one from News Nation that came out 2 weeks ago. Venezuela stops their deportation flights from the U.S. So we do deport some now still, mostly criminals when we find them. New migrant encounter numbers show the United States is on track to surpass last February's numbers at almost 140,000 unauthorized crossings with only 6 days remaining in the month. That's the end of February. We've surpassed it, if I'm not mistaken. And the number of Venezuelan migrant crossings is also up compared to this time last year, more than 6,000 in 1 month. So 6,000 Venezuelans. Well, News Nation has confirmed the removal flights sending migrants who entered the U.S. without authorization back to Venezuela have been rejected by their government for the past 4 weeks. The reason? Because we impose sanctions on state-owned mining companies. Oh, so Venezuela going, well, how you like me now, Biden? I'll just tell you right now, I won't take those illegals back if you're going to put sanctions on my state-owned mining companies. Interesting. Hang on. There's more. Mexico. Story on the Washington Examiner. Mexico says it will not accept immigrants back to its territory from Texas under any circumstances. If you recall, the state law passed by Texas that became so controversial here lately says that Texas can not only detain state officials, they can also deport. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court did clear Texas to enforce a law, which, by the way, the Fifth Circuit has now enjoined again already, that would allow for the deportation of immigrants to be sent to ports of entry along the U.S.-Mexico border, but the Mexican government announced it would not accept them. Quote, Mexico rejects any measure that allows state or local authorities to handle immigration control, detain or return nationals or foreigners to Mexican territory. Here's an idea. You don't tell us what to do, Mexican government. Go take a flying leap. I mean, where do they get off? They can say, we don't like it, but they can say, we reject that. We can get rat-hined in with you. What you reject? You can reject all you want. Guess what? You're not in charge of our border. You're in charge of your side of the border, and you're failing. So here's an idea. We're going to sanction the crap out of you. Hey, Venezuela, you know those state-owned mining companies? They're not going to be able to buy rice. They're not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to turn their lights on. Hey, here's an idea, Mexico. You don't like it. You don't like the fact that we're doing this. How do you like that trade deal that you've got right now? How do you like the amount of, oh, here's an idea. How do you like the billions, literally billions of dollars that flow back into your economy every year that immigrants from Mexico wire back home? Oh, yeah. I need to bring that up again. I've done that before. How do you like that? We're gonna wind up putting a surcharge on that. Yeah, that's how we're going to pay for the wall. Thank you very much. So, yes, there are ways to make this happen. Hey, Venezuela, those 6,000 you said you didn't want. Well, guess what? We don't want them either, but they're actually yours. They don't have a visa or a passport to be here. So listen, 75th Ranger Regiment is going to steal a little spot of ground there in the backside of Venezuela. And we're going to start air landing these people and you can just deal with it. I like the plan.
Feel right. For president. That's all I'm saying.
All right, man. Listen, let's go ahead and take that break right now. Don't forget, by the way, coming up bottom of the hour, we'll have the 3:30 break and we'll come back with Butters and Lee. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making it cool to be a conservative. All right. Hey, listen, I got a couple of text messages. Oh, Raven texted in again. I always look forward to his stuff. He says, read the Constitution. Anchor babies do not exist. Interesting point. Tracy from Athens also texted says, I've already nominated Phil for president. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate it. So the whole thing is maddening, I'll be honest. I'll tell you somebody else who's maddening is Butters. He just walked in the studio, and I'm going to put him on the mic. I'm hot micing you right now, bro.
How
you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. I heard there was a cup of coffee, and I needed someplace cool to wear this hat. So
nice. Well, any place is cool enough to wear that hat, by the way, which is the new Right Side Radio hat. Thank
yes,
you very much.
Yes.
All right. Listen.
So we're talking illegals, huh?
Yeah. We've been talking about quite a while. This whole situation, though, let me ask you this. U.S. military, since you spent time in the Navy, would you anticipate that if deportations kick off, that it's going to be military airlift, or are they going to contract this out? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the number of people, an airlift is extremely cost prohibitive. That's one of the reasons why we always in the Navy, we'll say the Army has one of the largest fleets. Because you got to move stuff. So I don't know. That's that gets really hairy and really interesting in terms of, you and I with the life as a reservist and all that kind of stuff, the laws, how do you enforce all that? Who's got the authorities to do that? And I think you were mentioning earlier, do we really think that anybody in power right now could actually organize that in any meaningful way?
No, right now, no. In fact, they won't. Right now, they won't even admit we have a problem at the border. Biden goes down there. He chooses the cleanest area to go to spend about 2 hours getting the stink eye from a bunch of customs and border patrol who hate working for him. And then Trump at the same time, same day, goes down there and goes straight to Eagle Pass and sees ground zero.
So what if we do it with electric buses? Would that garner support?
Well, the problem is they wouldn't be able to go 10 miles, so I don't think that's going to
work.
Working.
Rio Grande's not that wide.
What'd you say?
I was just about to say that. They won't make it very far.
They'd lose their charge if they even got them off the starting blocks.
Just looking for something to rally, rally people around.
You're trying to save the Green New Steel and do deportations all at the same time.
Well,
I cannot have you come in the studio and splitting the fence like that.
I'm not supporting the. I'm trying to leverage something that they like that gets the job done. And then we just leave the buses in Mexico.
You did the whole carrot and stick thing.
Absolutely.
Look,
climate change is the number one threat, right?
Here's an idea. Battery powered airplanes will fly everybody home. It'll be great.
Yes. Unmanned, so we don't risk anybody's lives.
Yeah.
Other than the
so past. Now we're strapping illegals to the wings of a predator drone, and just sending them on their way.
Well, I feel like I've really
like
derailed
a hellfire
you.
Missile.
I feel like I've really derailed you.
You came in here
you.
And just jacked this up.
No, I think it's that is quite an undertaking, and I think it's kind of all of the above would be my guess.
Yeah, I would bet. But it's not going away anytime soon, and that's the problem. Is we still got what? How many months to the election? 7, and then Biden gets to stay. Basically, Biden's got almost a year left in office to screw things up. And I look at the amazing level of what I would call apathy, just complete apathy from the Biden administration about what's happening. You know, I said on the show before too, and you guys may have heard me say it. Well, of course you would. You both have to wear the headphones. But at some point, I know I've said that when Biden first took office, and on day one he started doing executive orders to rescind Trump's border policies. My first thought was, he's just trying to be the different guy. He's trying to be the guy who has liberal policies. He's trying to not be Trump. And I rolled my eyes at some of it. Now I look back and I decided that what we're seeing right now has been absolutely intentional. There's no way around it. We cannot be at this level of carnage and it not be that somebody actually tried to drop a bomb. That's what happened.
Yeah, I don't see there's any rational conversation about, you know, what's going on at the border. And how do you even remotely, it doesn't seem like there's any, well, I kind of have a viewpoint this way and, you know, that whole democracy thing. And I don't, there's, yes, mm-hmm. I think you're spot on.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What could they do if, particularly if they really feel like they're on the outs and they're going to get voted out, what can they do to amp it up and make it even worse?
Well, one of the things they could do, but they can't because they don't have the Congress. If they had Congress and they tried to pass something that would embed into law that we'd have to unravel legally, that'd be a mess. But they won't have that before then. If they can try doing executive orders, but those can be rescinded. So I think that one of the ways they could truly try to mess things up is by allowing even more in. And one of the things that I just read off a moment ago that galled me as I was getting ready for the show was the Biden administration. There are an estimated 250,000 deportation claims that just went off the books. And they weren't processed. 200,000 of them were because the Biden administration didn't file the necessary paperwork. And so therefore, the cases had to be dropped by law. And 50,000 of them literally disappeared off the rolls one night so the Biden administration could claim that they had been, clearing their backlog. No, you didn't. You just took them off the list. Well, that's a 250,000 right there. If they keep doing stuff like that, if suddenly someday one deep state activist decides to go in there and just Z out the hard drive and we can't tell where these people are even supposed to be. I mean, granted, they're probably not where they say they are anyway. But if we lose records of who's come in, at that point, it's a whole new day. So could they do some activist work like that? Yeah, I think they really could. Could we see things happen that are binding as law? No, I don't think so. And I do believe, too, that we're onto something right now with Texas being granted. You know, Texas, and I know we're about to go to a break, but Texas is in a position right now where they've been enjoined from following their state law. The Supreme Court of the United States came back, though, with a plurality, 6-3, and said, okay, Texas, no, we're not going to allow that injunction to stand. Go ahead and enforce your own state immigration laws. Fifth Circuit bounded up again today. But I think that indication from the Supremes was that they will look favorably at some point on states enforcing these laws. All right, we'll be right back with Butters and Lee. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.